When President Bush took office 3 years ago, he promised to reduce the crushing backlog of cases at the immigration agency. The goal was to process applications for permanent residence and for citizenship within 6 months of the time they were received. But since then, stricter security precautions have only made the backlog worse, NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
After separating from an abusive husband, Georgiana Lee submitted her application for a green card 4 years ago. Within a year, the immigration agency had certified her documents, taken her fingerprints, and called her in for a meeting.
I had an interview, and the gentleman who interviewed me told me in front of my lawyer that was it. Just expect my green card in 30 to 40 days in the mail. And I have never received nothing.
Nothing except a request 9 months ago for updated medical records immediately. Lee paid $100 to rush those documents, but has heard nothing still. Meanwhile, with no green card, she's had to reapply for her work authorization every year. But that, too, is delayed, so her old card has expired without the new one showing up. Adding to her stress, Lee says without proper documents, she's unable to visit her ailing father back in the Caribbean.
He had 3 strokes in 2 years. God keeping him alive for me. Every day he asks me, when are you coming home? Are you waiting for me to die to come home?
A recent report by the General Accounting Office found stories like Lee's are all too common. Since 2001, the GAO says the immigration backlog has soared 60% to more than 6 million applications pending.
Around the 2001 time frame, the world changed for us.
Chris Bentley is a spokesman with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. He says after the 9/11 attacks, officials overhauled their system and began checking applicants against criminal and terror databases.
We take each individual, we check them on two occasions, at the beginning of the process and then again at the end. We make no apologies for doing that. As a matter of fact, we think it's a very prudent move, and it just highlights the fact that providing homeland security is our most important mission. We will do nothing that jeopardizes that in the name of speed or reducing the backlog.
Immigrant advocates say, fine, but the agency should add more staff to handle the new responsibilities. Margie McHugh directs the New York Immigration Coalition. She says last year's special registration program for Arab and Muslim male visitors extended waiting times in her district by a year.
All of our adjudication staff, people who should have been adjudicating naturalization and green card applications during that almost 1 year that the program was in effect, were pulled from those duties to go on this wild goose chase under special registration where, of course, no people involved in terrorism turned up.
The Bush administration has spent several $100 million specifically meant to bring down the backlog. But there's been no influx of new staff, and in fact, spokesman Bentley insists none is needed, just streamlined service and upgraded computers and such. Bentley says a plan for that is now being drafted, and he insists the goal of processing each application within 6 months is still reachable by 2006. Jean Butterfield of the American Immigration Lawyers Association finds that hard to believe.
I think when they tell us 2006, unless they get a firm handle on what they actually need and a coherent strategy to request Congress to provide a part of what they need, 2006 is just going to be a dream, and that's going to keep slipping.
Meanwhile, immigrants will soon begin paying literally for the logjam. The immigration agency has announced it's raising application fees as part of its effort to reduce the backlog. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.